Amen.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. Good evening. Good to see you tonight. Glad that you're here. And I hope we got folks watching on the wonderful YouTube through the internet. But it's just good to have some folks here, you know.
Amen.
It's a lot easier to preach to a few faces than it is to a bunch of empty pews. So, but we're just glad you're here. And hey, listen, our nation.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Going through a difficult time.
Yes, sir.
Very Amen. Difficult time. I mean, you know, every state seems to be struggling, and our church, we've got a lot of folks that are sick, and
Yes. They
need your prayer. Most of them are definitely on the upswing, been talking to them.
Amen.
Talked to Ms. Noble this afternoon. She called me, and she said, "Preacher, I wanted to come to church tonight, but I talked to my doctor, and she said, you ought to wait until Sunday." So she said,
Amen.
"I'm waiting until Sunday."
Amen.
But she's doing well, and we thank the Lord for that. So we're glad she's improving. Talked to Brother McNabb today,
Amen.
And he's doing better. His wife, he said, is doing better.
Amen.
She's improving. So we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
We've got other folks same way that are sick, but they're improving. The one person I really ask you to pray for, Brother Roger Hawkins. Brother
Amen.
Hawkins is having
yes.
a very serious time, very difficult time, and is in the hospital in intensive care. And I need you to pray for him.
Amen.
I need you to hold him up in prayer and ask God for his will to be done.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you. I ask the Lord's will to be done, but sometimes I say, "Lord, I wouldn't mind if your will and mine would get together
Amen.
Here.
Yeah.
So... We do ask you to pray for those folks, so they need your prayer. Yes, ma'am.
Could we please pray for a friend of ours, George Kaufman?
George Kaufman.
Yes.
Okay.
Had a heart attack last week and
oh, mercy. Okay. Okay. George Kaufman really has some major health issues to deal with. So pray for him, if you would.
Amen.
Friend of the Dunbars, so remember them in prayer, if you would. And I hope you will pray for them. Pray one for another. I hope you'll pray for the service Sunday. We want to have a good time
Amen.
In the house of God. And, we hope as time goes on, more and more people feel like coming. And
Amen.
So we're looking for that and holding out for that. I would remind you to pray for Miss Smart, Lauren Smart. She's got an unspoken request. Definitely needs your prayer, all right? So I hope you will pray for him. You ought to be praying for your country,
Amen.
And but we ought to do that all the time.
Right.
We ought to do that all the time. So I hope we will. And, take your Bible tonight with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 19. I'm going to read, Matthew chapter 6. Verse 19. We're going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture, but I just thinking about this passage of Scripture earlier this week, and the Lord began to lay on my heart a thought, and so we want to preach what He's given me, and so I hope it'll be a blessing to you and encouragement along the way, just kind of stir you up, okay? Sometimes, you know, we get in these kind of situations in the world, and people get a little petrified, and they get down, they get disheartened and discouraged. And, you know, look, folks, nothing's wrong with God, okay? There's not a thing in the world wrong with God. God's still able to hear our prayer, and He still answers prayer. Nothing's changed. And so I just want to encourage you not to be discouraged, all right? Let the Lord work in your life. Let Him help you during this time. And, you know, sometimes I know when we went through this COVID junk, the worst thing to me, I just didn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there thinking, surely I could do something, you know, feel worthless. But it does give you time to pray
Yep. And
gives you time, you know, to be able to just commune with the Lord a little bit. And
right.
I encourage you to do that. All right, you're there in Matthew 6, verse 19. The Bible says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, there's about 3 weeks of preaching right here in these verses. But relax, we're not going to try to preach it all, okay? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and we ask you, Lord, to help. Lord, there's many on our prayer list, many we're praying for. And Lord, I think about the Dunbar's friend, this fellow George, needs a kidney transplant. And Lord, we have folks here, members of our church, they need that, Ms. Graham. And Lord, we've just got a multitude of people that need our prayer. And we pray, Lord, you'd bless and touch each and every one of them, help them. Lord, your will might be done in their life. And Lord, I pray especially for Brother Hawkins. I ask you, Lord, to touch him, heal him up, and do, God, what only you can do for him. And Lord, bless all of our folks, and bless tonight. Help us to listen with a Holy Spirit ear and deal with our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You know, most folks, I want you to attention on verse 21. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I want to preach to you tonight on getting your treasure in the right place. Getting your treasure in the right place. Most folks are interested in treasure. Most folks. I am a great fan, I guess you'd say, of Louis L'Amour Westerns. And I've read a bunch of them. And in them, he talks about different tales, you know, that are told about buried treasure and lost treasure. And man, aside from that, I've heard a lot of other tales of lost treasure. And the amazing thing, even in this day, there's been a treasure hunt brought on by some poem some fellow wrote. And he wrote this poem, and he said he hid in that poem the hints as to where it's buried, and it's somewhere out west, you know. And I understand there's people that have tried to find it and all of that kind of stuff. Well, tonight, I don't want to send you off on a wild goose chase, all right? I'm not asking you to go out and take a shovel and start digging. Instead, let's take the Word of God and examine some scriptures, all right? Verse 21, there says, for your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That verse has an exact, perfect match in Luke chapter 12 and verse 34. Look, if God tells us something once, it's good enough. But when he repeats it twice, if nothing else, slap yourself and listen, all right? Let him get your opinion. Let him get your attention, all right? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Well, where is your treasure?
Come on.
Where is your treasure? Let's get it in the right place, all right? Get it in the right place. Now, this is going to be a very simple message. You're not going to leave. You say, preacher, what's new? Nothing. All right, it's going to be a real simple message from the Word of God.
Yeah.
Nothing. You can't, you know, you're not going to leave here going, wow, profound. I've never heard anything quite like that. No, you're going to say, that was simple. I can understand it.
Amen.
So I want you to think with me, all right? If you're going to get your treasure in the right place, number one, you got to decide on what constitutes your treasure.
Right.
You got to decide exactly what is it that constitutes your treasure.
Yes, sir.
Usually when people start talking about treasure, they're thinking about gold bullion,
right,
or they're thinking about all these jewels, you know. And but in our day, people think their treasure, I think, is money. Sometimes it's stocks and bonds. And my question is, what is it constitutes treasure to you, all right?
Yeah.
What do you consider and say, well, this is my treasure?
Yeah.
I joke with my kids and tell them, hey, when I die, y'all get it all.
That's right.
You can have every bit of it and just go ahead and have them get the dumpster, back it up, and throw it all in there, all right? Because what I think is something worthwhile, you probably don't think is worth a plug nickel. Hey, what constitutes real treasure? Now, the Bible describes for us some treasure.
Right.
I want you to take your Bible over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, all right? The Bible talks about some treasure here, all right? things that I believe all of us would agree, yep, that would be treasure.
Amen.
All right? He talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12.
Yeah.
The Bible said, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones.
Right.
Most people would say, preacher, sounds like treasure to me. Sounds like treasure to me. But then he says wood, hay, and stubble. Wood, hay, and stubble. I believe there's a picture here of some treasure. He said it's gold, it's silver, and precious stones. He said, but what in the world is he talking about, preacher? Is he really talking about, bricks of gold and silver ingots and those rubies and diamonds? And I don't believe he is. You say, why? Look at verse 13.
Right.
Verse 13 says, every man's work shall be made manifest. Every man's work shall be made manifest.
Right.
That's tying that treasure to work.
Yep, yep.
To work. Work can produce some treasure, all right? It's connected to what you work for. So God's telling us here, hey, there's some things. You've got a foundation. And verse 11 said that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. You laid the foundation in your life when you called upon Him, trusted Him, asked Him to save your soul. And now He comes to you and He says, all right, you got the foundation. Now what are you going to put on it? Are you going to put treasure? Or are you going to put wood, hay, and stubble? And He said, it depends on what your work is. What your work is. Now, we're not going to forget that. We'll come back to it, all right? So when we're looking at it, I believe our treasure has to do with work.
Yes, sir.
You and I as God's people have to do with things that we do.
Right.
It'll produce some treasure.
Right.
It'll produce some treasure. But I just want to throw you another one out there. When I think of treasure, I'll be honest with you, I think of my family.
Yeah. Amen.
I think of my family.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing worth more to me on
Amen.
This earth
yeah.
than my family.
Come on.
Boy, they mean something to me.
Yeah.
I got a good friend, Brother Gary Way. He preached for us a couple Sundays ago
Amen.
When we were sick, and I wasn't able to be here, and he came and preached. And I'll never forget him telling me years ago, he said, preacher, the whole world can go to hell,
yeah.
but my family's not going to hell.
Come on.
So I'm going to do everything I can to keep them out of hell.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with him. I said amen to that.
Yeah.
My children mean something. They're a treasure. They're a treasure. Got some grandkids now. Now, some of you grandparents go nuts over grandkids. I'm going to be honest with you. I love my grandkids, but I don't love them any more than I love my kids.
Amen.
But I thank God, what a treasure they are. What a treasure. But it goes beyond that. But I want you to know something. You say, well, preacher, that's not biblical. Well, go to Exodus chapter 19, would you? Go to Exodus chapter 19. Because I believe the Bible lays the foundation here, and it talks about people being a treasure, all right? Talks about people being a treasure. He said this in Exodus chapter 19. You look at verse 5. He said, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar. Hey, what's that next word?
Yeah, treasure.
Treasure.
Right.
Unto me above all people,
yes, sir.
For all the earth is mine. Hey, the Bible lays the foundation and says, you know what? People can be treasure, too.
That's right.
People can be treasure, too. And the Lord said, if you'll do what I tell you to do, He was talking to His people, talking in that day to the nation of Israel and
right.
the Jewish people. He said, if you'll obey my voice, keep my covenant, He said, you'll be a peculiar treasure.
Right.
Peculiar treasure. Now, my brother's a peculiar treasure to me.
Amen.
He's real weird, if you don't know the truth, all right? But no, I was just kidding about that. But hey, what a good thing it is to be considered a treasure.
Yeah.
God looks upon us and He said, hey, you're my treasure. So if you're going to get your treasure in the right place, you got to decide what your treasure is.
Right.
What's your treasure?
Amen.
Is that the bank account?
Mm.
Is it the retirement account?
Mm.
Is it stocks and bonds? Hey, is it what you've done for God? What you've done for Him?
Come
is
on.
It your family? I'm just asking you, what's your treasure?
Yeah.
You'll never be able to get treasure in the right place till you even know what your treasure
That's
is.
Right.
What your treasure is. You know, if your house caught on fire, what would you grab on the way out?
Yeah.
What would you grab on the way out? Years ago at youth camp up at Silver State, I'm trying to remember. I think it's Brother Dan Allen. He sang his chorus. He said, I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure, and we travel together, my Bible and
yes,
I.
Yes, sir.
What a treasure.
That's right.
What a treasure. Hey, what are you going to do? Get your treasure in the right place. You got to decide what your treasure is.
That's right.
Second thing you got to do is determine the place you want to put it. Determine the place you want to put it. Once you figure out what your treasure is, the question then becomes, all right, where do I want to keep it? I'm convinced people today want to keep it in the bank. Man, I just put it in the bank, and I want to have a big bank account. If I could just store it up, stock it up, some have it socked away for retirement. I'll never forget, I had a member in the church, I'm not going to call his name, good man.
Amen.
And he was a good giver, faithful to serve the Lord. But I'll never forget him hearing him tell me one time, he said, man, there was a big crash and everything. And I forget how many thousands of dollars he lost.
Yeah,
I tell you, if the stock market shuts down tomorrow, I'm not losing anything.
Right.
Now, a dollar or two, but not much. He said, why? Don't have anything there.
Right.
Don't have anything there. Listen, if you're going to get your treasure in the right place, you got to decide where the right place is.
Right.
Is it the bank? I suppose there's still folks in the world that got it buried in a can in the backyard, all right? That's their treasure, and they've got it out there somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And it's there. But once again, the Bible offers help, all right? The Bible offers help. I'll take you back to where we began this evening, back there in Matthew chapter 6. Do you remember what the Bible said there? Remember how God put it for us and in no uncertain terms, Matthew chapter 6, there, verse 19, he said right out of the gun, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Right.
Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth. You know, a lot of people are building it, stacking it up.
Oh, yeah.
They built buildings, named the buildings after themselves.
Right.
I teach the history of civilization at Trinity Baptist Bible College. And I was talking to him about Alexander the Great. If you take a map of that part of the world where he conquered, it's amazing how many cities in that part of the world are named, guess what? Alexandria. Gee, wonder where they got that name, all right? Well, in his very humble manner, he named all them cities after himself, all right? Hey, we're like that. We want to put up something, want to put up a great deal and store it up. So there it is, got my name on it, all of that kind of thing. Hey, wait a minute. The Bible says don't lay up for yourself treasures here on earth.
Right.
Don't do it. He says lay it. It's in heaven.
Right.
He said put them in heaven. Verse 20, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Why? Because it's a safe place.
Right.
Safe place. Right. Said, preacher, the bank's safe. It's insured. Yeah, one thing the government insured by another arm of the government.
That's right.
Pat yourself on the back if that makes you feel good, all right?
Amen.
But, man, I just don't have that kind of confidence in the government, all right?
Right?
But I tell you this, boy, you talk about you put your treasure in heaven, it's
yes,
safe.
Sir.
The Bible tells us no thief. You don't have to worry about a thief getting in it.
Amen.
Don't have to worry about a thief showing up and stealing what's yours.
Right.
Not at all. Don't have to worry about that. Hey, it's better than putting it in a sack and burying it out in the yard because that old sack will rot over time and what you bury there will rot. It's better than sticking it in the corner in the house catch on fire and burn it up.
That's right.
Because the Bible says, man, thieves can't break through and steal.
Right.
And it says, neither moth nor rust doth corrupt.
That's right.
Boy, if you've got your treasure in heaven, you've got it somewhere it is safe.
Yeah.
I mean, really safe. Really
safe.
I've got a letter in the mail that said my wife and I have some money that is somewhere in a bank.
Amen.
And this company is offering to help us retrieve it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm thinking, I left money in the bank? I'm hard-pressed to believe that, all right?
Amen,
you know, very hard-pressed to believe that really took place. I've gone to the bank. Many people I know have gone to the bank. And they said, what do you mean I'm overdrawn?
Yeah.
Well, that can't be. You know, sometimes our bookkeeping doesn't work. I'll tell you, you lay it up in heaven, you don't have to worry about it getting lost.
Right.
Hey, by the way, you don't have to worry about it accidentally getting in somebody else's account either.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that at all. Hey, not only is it a safe place, but it's an eternal place.
That's right.
Absolute eternal place. Store your treasure. Man, it's going to be there. It'll be taken care of. It doesn't matter. Like I say, nobody's going to steal it. Right. Nobody's going to get in there and take it away. It's an eternal place. It's there. Now, you do what you want to with your treasure. But I'll tell you something. I choose to put mine in heaven.
Amen.
I just choose to put mine in heaven. All right? So, hey, here he is. You got to decide what your treasure is.
Yes,
second thing, you got to decide, okay, where am I going to put it? Then I believe this. You need to develop a plan. You need to have some plan to get your treasure in the right place. Because
yeah.
It's not going to happen accidentally.
Right.
It won't be an accident. Now, if you're planning on storing your treasure here, then I don't have any help for you. I can't help you. You go to some kind of financial planner if you want to,
yes.
And let them guide you. That's fine. And by the way, I've said this before. I am not against people having a retirement. I am not against that at all. I'm not preaching against that at one bit in the world. But I just tell you, all right, you can find the best financial planner you can, but you remember this. They've lost a lot of treasure for a lot of people. Because they cannot guarantee it, all right? They cannot guarantee it. Now, if you're planning on storing your treasure in heaven, then the Bible helps us.
Amen.
The Bible helps us. Take your Bible, Colossians chapter 3, would you? Colossians chapter 3. If you're going to store your treasure in heaven, then let's go to Colossians chapter 3. You see, first thing I think you need to do is what Colossians chapter 3 says. Verse 1 and verse 2 tell us to do, where the Bible says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you need to get focused.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You just need to get focused. Yeah. All right, man, I'm going to seek the things that are above because that's where I'm going to put my treasure. And I want to set my affection there.
Amen.
Set my affection there. Not here, but there. And I want to do everything I can to stay focused on that, knowing that is my goal, all right? That is my goal. I'm trying to lose weight now. I'm seriously trying to lose weight. And I focus on that, all right? Focus on that. Today I bought donuts for the kids at school. You say, how many did you eat? I didn't eat it. I ate a piece of one about that big. You say, why? Because I'm focused on trying to get rid of this weight I've got. When I sat down to eat at supper tonight, boy, it was a good supper. It was spread out there, and I wanted, give me more of that, give me more of that, and I didn't get it.
Amen.
I got more squash. I figured if everything on the table, squash would do the least damage, all right? So I'll take more of that. But I'm trying to stay focused on that.
Amen.
But wait a minute, I'm going to tell you what. I do want to have an investment.
Come on.
I do want to have my treasure. I want to focus on heaven.
That's right.
I want to focus on that where the Bible says we ought to lay it up. And if you need to get focused, then the second thing I believe you need to do is over in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, all right? Second thing here you need to do. You need to realize if you're going to lay up treasure in heaven, and the Bible says that treasure, that gold, that silver, that precious stone, it involves some things you do here.
Yes, sir.
Then here's what you need to do. Mark chapter 10, look if you will, verse 21. The Lord here was talking to the fellow we know as the rich young ruler.
Yes.
And verse 21, then Jesus beholding him loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me.
Yeah.
Follow me. Now, I'll be honest with you. I believe with all my heart the Lord's message in this verse is a simple thing. It's say, hey, you don't need to get tied to the things of this life.
Right.
You just don't need to get tied to the things of this whole world. I was listening today on the radio, and they were talking about discussing the possibility of forgiving a bunch of student loans and just writing them off. And the president, through an executive action, just say, hey, it's all, you're done. And these fellows on the radio were talking about it, and he said, I was talking to this one young girl about, you know, her loan, and she's complaining about it. And he said, well, what are you driving? She said, I've leased a brand new Buick. Well, no wonder you can't pay off your debts.
That's right. Come on.
What do you mean you can't pay off your debts? You don't pay off your debts driving a brand new car, all right?
No, sir.
You pay off your debts driving one of those, you know, that it cranks up and it runs, and that's all you ask of it.
Yeah, amen.
You don't pay off your debts, so but we live in a day where nobody wants to do that thing.
Right.
Nobody wants to focus,
right.
And everybody's got their focus on right here and right now,
right there.
And it's not on the life to come, and it's not on serving God, and it's not on giving of myself, and it's dead sure not on denying myself.
Right.
But if you're going to lay up treasure for yourself in heaven, you got to learn to get your focus off of these things in this old world,
yes, sir, right.
and everything you can grasp here, not tied to it, but the emphasis needs to be, I need to follow the Lord.
Amen.
I need to follow him. Preacher, wait a minute. I'm not a preacher. God never called me to preach. He called you to follow him.
That's right.
He called you to follow him. Well, I just thought that's for missionary. No, that's for every child of God.
Right. Oh, yes.
Every child of God. Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? How would you have me to live? What do you want me to do? Listen, it's that way right there. That is that thought of what am I going to do for God. It's where those works come in that I mentioned to you back yonder in 1 Corinthians 3:13. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to serve him. And what's that going to do? That's going to put some investment yonder in heaven.
Yes, sir.
It's going to put some investment yonder in heaven. Listen, every time the offering plate comes by,
amen,
and you give, you know what you're doing?
That's
you're investing,
right,
in heaven.
Right.
You're investing in the work,
amen,
of God.
Right.
That's exactly what you're doing. I'll be honest with you. I want to have more invested there than I've,
yes,
got,
sir,
invested here.
Oh, yes.
Because I will be there a lot longer,
right,
than I'm going to be here.
Amen.
Going to be there a long time. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you need to give yourself to follow God. Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do? How you want me to serve you? I'll serve you with my life. I'll invest myself. I'll produce some of that gold. I'll produce some of that silver. I'll produce some of that precious stones. You go over there again in 1 Corinthians 3, and the Bible said it'll be tried by fire.
Right.
Those things will last.
That's right.
Now, I'll be honest. I think the sad truth is a majority of people that profess Christ today are building wood and hay and stubble.
Right.
And it's going to burn up in a heartbeat, and it's going to be gone. The Bible said they'll be saved, yet so is by fire.
Amen.
I believe a lot of folks get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. Why? Because we didn't decide the right place to put our treasure. We decided, I'm going to put it here. I'm going to keep it here. No, I want to put it with him. I'm going to put it there. Can I say this to you? Invest yourself in your family. Invest yourself in your family.
Yes, sir.
Pour yourself into them.
Right.
It bothers me to no end to see people who have children and then I don't have time for them.
My.
Well, then why did you have them?
Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why did you have them? Listen, you say, well, it was an accident. Well, the accident's happened. Now you got to live with it, buddy.
Amen. That's right.
Take some time. Invest some time.
Yes.
In your family. Number one, live the Christian life in front,
yep,
of them.
Yep, yep.
Now, you want them to go to heaven? You want them to go to heaven? Then live the Christian life,
right,
in front of them.
Amen.
Live the Christian life. My brother and I, we grew up in preacher's home. Mm-hmm. We grew up in preacher's home. You know, I never, never remember my dad bad-mouthing anything about the ministry.
Come on.
Not one thing.
Sir.
Never. I never heard him complaining or griping. We were kids and we grew up in the churches and there were church splits.
Oh, yes.
But I never heard Dad crucifying the people that left.
No, sir.
Never heard him do that. Just didn't do it. Therefore, we grew up with the idea, you know what? It's a good thing to serve God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Good thing to serve God. And, man, invest your life. Dad never made it look like a bad thing. Hey, he never got up in the morning and said, okay, guys, we got to go to church. God help us, man. I We live in a day where people today, I think they think, oh, it's the worst thing that can happen. I got to go to church.
Oh, yes.
No, it's the best thing in the world. You get to go to church, right?
Amen.
What a joy to be able to get in the house of God.
Amen.
Man, you ought to invest your family. Show them that your faith is real. Hey, I've got something that's real. It's not just a fairy tale. It's not arbitrary. This is a real thing, and it's made a real difference in me. You tell them about the Savior that changed your life. Oh, my soul. I remember talking to my kids when they were growing up, and we related with some people they knew. And I would say, you know how old that person is? They'd take a guess, and I said, well, they're the same age your mama is. They look a whole lot older, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what sin did to them.
That's right.
That's what sin did to them.
Yeah.
Exactly. I said, you don't live like that. You don't live like that. Came time to teach my two kids parent-taught driver's education. I got so aggravated because they demanded you spend so much time teaching them about drugs and alcohol. I thought, bless God, I've been doing that now for 15, 16 years. We've been doing this. I don't need to spend more time about it. Hey, but you lay down an example for them. Take them to the house of God. Hey, they're your family. They're your. Can I say this to you? The only thing you got on this earth, you got any hope of taking to heaven with you, is your kids. Your gun collection's going to stay here. Your golf club's going to stay here. That wonderful vehicle you got is going to stay here.
Right.
It's going to stay here. It's not going to heaven.
Nope.
All right, none of those things are going. The only thing you got any hope of taking to heaven with you is your kids.
Right.
Your grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you this, boy. I'm saying to you, invest yourself in them. Why? That ought to be a treasure you want to have in heaven.
Right.
That ought to be a treasure you want to have in heaven. Can I just say this to you just in general? Go and tell somebody.
Yeah.
Just go and tell somebody.
Yeah.
And people, I was talking tonight, Brother Leek's here. I was talking to him before church service. He's talking about going out visiting. People say, what are you doing there, man? He said, well, we're trying to keep people out of hell. That's
right,
what we're trying
amen.
To do.
Right.
That's what we're trying to do, just keep people out of hell. Go and tell somebody. Get out there. Stick some tracks in your pocket.
That's right.
He said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about getting your treasure in the right place.
Yes, sir.
Talking about getting your treasure
amen.
In the right place. Hey, decide what your treasure is.
That's right.
Then decide where you want it to be.
Amen.
And then develop a plan.
Yep.
Now, the fourth step is the easiest part. It's real simple. Do it.
Yep.
Hey, that's
just
right.
Do it. All right?
Right?
There's no substitute for work in the plan of God.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard all my life. All my life I've heard that we're to work like everything depended upon us.
Yep.
And pray like everything
that's
depends
right.
on God.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you what, that's good advice then.
Yep.
It's
yes,
still good advice.
Yep.
It's still good advice. I'll tell you straight out, God can do without me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
He can do without me. But as long as he'll let me, I'm going to serve him.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Why, preacher? Because I got some treasure
yeah.
I want to have in heaven.
That's right.
Got some treasure I want to have in heaven. Hey, your family. How about it? How's it going with them?
Come on.
Say, preacher, I've lost them. Then won't you decide you're going to work to get them back?
Yeah, come on.
You're going to work to get them back. Aren't they worth it?
Tell it.
Aren't they worth it? Don't take the chance that your family spend eternity in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Man, not me. That's part of the treasure I want in heaven.
Amen.
It's part of the treasure I want in heaven. That's what I want to do. Let's work at it. Let's work at it. God gave us a choice. He put it out there for us. He said, now here it is. Here it is. He said, don't lay up for yourself treasures on the earth. But he said, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yep.
The reason so many people today's heart is focused here.
Yep.
Because this is where our treasure is.
Right.
We don't have anything. Hey, we've got a lot invested here. But what we got invested there. I'll just be honest with you. I'm looking forward. One of the great things about heaven I'm looking forward to is meeting all the people that missionaries we've supported
Amen.
Have won to
yes,
the Lord.
Sir. Oh, yes.
Folks I've read about in letters but
right.
and
Amen.
I've maybe seen a picture. But I've never met them here, never will meet them here.
Nope. Right.
but I'm going to meet them yonder.
Yes, sir.
That's right. And one of these days, I'm going to be there, and we're going to be some New Guinea folks out of Papua New Guinea, where Brother Wells and his family have labored.
Yes,
I've never been there. Don't ever plan to go. Don't see myself ever being there unless it's during the millennium. But I plan to meet some folks from there that we had a chance, a little treasure invested in heaven. Well, I'm just asking you, where's your treasure? You need to get your treasure in the right place. Need to get your treasure in the right place, my friend. Is it there? Or have you got it all right here? What are you doing? What are you doing to change it? Well, man, I got my 401k and I got my retirement. I understand all that, but what about heaven?
Right. Amen.
What's there?
Yes, sir.
What's there?
That's right.
What have you laid up? What treasure have you put there?
Yes, sir.
What about it? I was thinking earlier this year when the whole COVID deal started. I'll tell you how my mind works. Whole COVID deal started, I had delayed starting receiving my Social Security. Now, you know, I was eligible several years ago, but I wanted to wait until I could get the full amount and you didn't have to pay anybody any back, no matter what you made.
Right.
Because I make money hand over fist,
Amen.
All right? And so I didn't want to have to give any of it back.
Amen.
And all this COVID stuff started, and I thought, just my luck. I'm going to die before I ever get a check. And all of that Social Security I paid in all these years, never going to get a bit of it. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got some investment in heaven. I got some treasure laid up there. And I want to keep adding to that. How about you? How about you tonight? Oh, mercy. Where are you putting your investment? Is your treasure there? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me tonight? Listen, we're not going to have the instruments play. I just want you to examine your own heart and soul, your own life. Where's your treasure tonight? Where's that treasure? Is it all here? Or have you put some in heaven? What are you doing to add to that that's there? Getting your treasure in the right place is so important. So important. Listen, God's dealing with you about it. How about doing business with Him right now where you are? You may be sitting at home. You may be on the couch. You may be on the recliner. I don't care where you are. Would you do business with God right now?
Amen.
Would you just do business with God? Hey, get your treasure in the right place. Serve Him. Serve Him. Heavenly Father, Lord, we need You tonight. We need You, Lord, every day. Lord, help us to wake up to the truth that our treasure is important, what we're going to do with it. And Lord, that we make sure we get it in the right place. Lord, that we don't build a mansion and build an empire here, because life's short here. But Lord, help us to put that treasure in heaven. Lord, to work to produce some gold, some silver, some precious stones as we follow You, serve You, live our life for You. Lord, help us to do our dead level best to reach our family and get them in heaven so we'll all one day be able to rejoice together in heaven. Lord, get our treasure. Help us to put it in the right place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you tonight. Sure, I'm glad you're here. Glad you came. Glad you listened in. Good night.